Well, hey everybody, how's it going? It is Baptism Sunday. If you're a guest with us, just want to welcome you. If you don't know who I am, my name's Aaron. I'm one of the pastors here, and we're really pumped that you're here, especially this morning as we're getting ready to dunk some people in the name of Jesus. And you know, there is in Acts chapter 2, Peter is going off preaching about this Jesus guy. And he gives this very compelling message that we don't have a lot of time to dig into, so I want to skip right to the end. And this is what he says. This is Acts chapter 2. He says, "Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they said to Peter and the other apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?' And this is what he said. Peter said, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And this promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call in the days to come.'" To be baptized is a pretty significant moment in the life of every believer. It is a defining moment. And depending on what point in human history you had the chance to live in, depending on where you live in the world, it could cost you something. Right? At one point, if you were a believer in Nepal, it would mean imprisonment. For Soviet or Chinese or Eastern Bloc believers, it was like signing your death warrant at one point. And in fact, even this week, if you're watching the news at all, for believers in Iraq right now, there are a number of them that are being killed because of their association with Jesus Christ. And so this is a very big moment, a very significant moment for the people who are going to be baptized today. Symbolically, this is less like life insurance and more like a funeral, right? Because what this symbolizes, this tank, when they come up out of the water, is a death to their old self. And a brand new identity that's not based, by the way, on what they've done or what they're going to do after this day, but based on what Jesus Christ has already done on the cross for them. So you got to know what they're not signing up for this morning is from here on out, they're going to get it all right. And they're going to be really, really, really good Christians. That's not what they're signing up for. What they're doing is they are aligning themselves with Jesus. They are associating themselves with Jesus and saying, "You are my Lord and Savior, right? And I need you. Precisely because I'm not going to get it all right from this day forward, but I'm acknowledging you as my God, as my King, as my Savior." Romans 6:4 says this. It says, "We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, that we too may live a new life." And in Mark 16:16, Jesus himself said this. He said, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved," right? And so this morning, as we get together as a community of faith, this is one of my favorite things because we're celebrating that, right? We're celebrating what God has done in the lives of people very much like us. And really, there is no cause, if you ask me, more worthy of celebration and partying, all right? So we're going to do a little bit of that this morning. So if you're new to Mosaic, right, you haven't been a part of our baptism gathering before, just a little bit, like this is how we do it here. All right, so we as a church exist for people and care very deeply about people and them bumping into Jesus and Jesus doing a work in their life, right? And so what we do is we tell the story of every person who gets baptized. And so we took some time before this morning to shoot their stories, and you're going to get to see those. All right, so you'll get to see somebody's story, and when they're done, they're going to walk up on this tank, and they're going to repeat three things. And one is that I surrender my life to Jesus Christ. I receive his free gift of grace, and I am a new creation, right? Three things that we pull right from the scriptures. And when they come up out of that water, we're going to go a little bit crazy. And one of the things that you're going to notice, too, is even though I might be the pastor, I'm not baptizing most of them, right? The Bible, when it talks about this church, the body of Christ, the people of God, it actually refers to us as a kingdom of priests, right? And so we are a community of ministers, right? We all have a role to play, And there's not like the guy on stage and he's most important and then there's everybody else, right? It's all of us. We all have a role to play. And there are people who have got to journey with these people who are going to be baptized this morning and help them follow Jesus, right? And so what we do is when somebody wants to get baptized, we ask them, who do you want to be baptized by, right? Because the church is not a building. The church is not a space. The church is not a pastor, right? We are the church together. All right, so you're going to see them baptized by other people. And the last thing is this, right? And if you're from Mosaic, you know it's coming. If you're not, it's really, really important you get this. All right, and that is that one of my frustrations as the pastor of a very white church is we can be really quiet and really reserved. And sometimes it's just not appropriate, you know what I mean? And this would be like one of those times. Right, and so you got to know, like, about me, I bleed Husker red, all right, and on Saturdays, I've been known to go a little bit crazy. There may be photos floating around of me painted head to toe in a Speedo, maybe, just maybe, right? I love the Huskers, right? But what we're celebrating this morning is so much more important and so much more exciting than Amir Abdullah busting one off for 90 yards, okay? So when they come out of the water, you got to know the way that we roll around Mosaic, right? When they come out of the water is we celebrate in a way that is appropriate, and that is that we go nuts like Big Ten championship nuts, all right? And so I want to make sure that we've got this, that you've got this before we get started, just unless anybody's confused. So on the count of three, we're just going to do kind of a little practice run, all right? Humor me a little bit, okay? So ready? We're baptizing somebody. One, two, three. All right, you guys got it. That being said, the first video is a couple that couldn't be here this morning. So I baptized them earlier this week. They couldn't be here because I got to baptize them Monday, and today I get to marry them. But they wanted to be a part of this, and we wanted to tell their story. So we're going to start with that. Meet Jason and Danny.
Hi, I'm Jason Windham.
I'm Danny Windham as of 10 minutes ago. And we're getting married and baptized today. We're getting baptized in the water right behind us while you guys get nice clean water inside the building. Hope a catfish doesn't get my toe.
Go ahead.
Well, I grew up in the church. I was raised in Seattle, Washington. Went to private high school, went on tons of missions trips all over the world. I believed what my parents taught me. It was what I thought was my faith, but not until I got to here to Nebraska, the lovely state of the Huskers, is when I started to really take it as my own and make my life decisions based on that, not just follow the daily routine of living in a home and living with your parents and your family, and you go to church every Sunday and it's just the same thing every week, and Bible class Monday through Thursday at high school. So I really made that step probably a year and a half ago. It was more of like a process of whether or not we were going to break up.
Yeah, because that was at the time, that was kind of at the time where I still, didn't know what I believe. I think I didn't want to believe. Probably during high school, and then after high school for sure, I really strayed away and wanted absolutely nothing to do with it, nothing to do with the church, hated being there.
It was a miserable, miserable 3 months.
didn't like the people. I just thought everybody was hypocritical, which automatically meant, it can't be right. That stuff can't be right because those people aren't right. And I let, my dislike for some of those people that really made up my mind, and I wanted nothing to do with the church. And I found Danny and really liked her, and loved the girl, but I wasn't sure if that's the way I wanted to go.
So I got him to go to Mosaic.
And from the first day, I felt comfortable, which was really, really strange for me, because I couldn't remember the last time I'd felt comfortable in the church. And talked to Aaron a couple times, and he was someone I could actually talk to. And slowly but surely, just things changed, and I don't know how to explain it, but it did. It just, the way I viewed things changed, our relationship changed.
We decided that it was, we were going to stay together, and then about a year ago, popped the question. So we're getting married. While you're watching this, we're getting ready to get married. And Aaron's got to be there on time at 3, so don't keep him longer. Don't talk to him in the lobby. He's got to go. And we're getting baptized now, married later, and moving to Arizona. So it's all happened at once.
A lot to happen at once. And we're excited and not sure where the future is going to take us, but we know we'll be all right. So.
You guys ready? All right. I surrender my life to Christ.
I surrender my life to Christ.
I receive this free gift of grace.
I receive this free gift of grace.
I am a new
creation. I am a new creation.
Just say it.
Hi, my name is Sutton, and I'm getting baptized today. I went to Campus Life at Color Middle School, and I met Ashley Bartek and Shelby Burns, and they impacted my life by taking me to Mosaic Church. And life has been a struggle when I was growing up and when I was little. And I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, and I didn't know how to take it, and I thought God was picking on me and telling me that I wasn't good enough like the other kids, and I didn't feel loved anymore, and I wanted to be loved like all the other kids, and kids made fun of me because of it. But then I talked to God, and he told me that everyone's the same and that people are going to tell you things that aren't true, but just listen to him. And I also have done bad things in my life that I'm not proud of and not that my family's proud of. But God also told me that you do make mistakes in your life and that you have to live past them. You can't hold a grudge on yourself. And like my life, I feel like getting baptized would help me forgive myself.
Can you remember like a specific moment in time when Jesus became real to you?
There was a moment where I wanted to kill myself, and because I did things that I'm not proud of, and the moment that I knew that God loved me was when I was holding the razor. He like talked to me and said, it's not worth it. And I dropped it and I just let it go. And I knew that he was telling me to go the other way and just to talk to someone about it and live through it, because there are better chances for you in life. And I did that and I dropped the razor. And that was like the big moment for me to realize that he was a part of my life and that I was loved again.
All right, you ready? I surrender my life to Jesus Christ. I receive his free gift of grace. I am a new creation.
Hi, my name is Chris, and I'm getting baptized today. So, when I was growing up, we didn't go to church very often. We went pretty regularly for vacation Bible school. My mom helped out with that, and we went to Sunday school occasionally, but it was usually just in the summers was the big shindig, and then off and on when it was convenient, it felt like. I didn't really have that when at 12 years old, my parents divorced, and we had kind of a rough go. My parents, obviously, we moved away. My mom and sister and I moved to Lincoln and started going to a new church, and it really started. I started to connect. I had a really strong, it was a really strong youth group, had a lot of great friends, and I was really connected. I felt really connected to church for the first time in my life. And there was the youth pastor there had gotten close, and he knew my situation with our family, and he took me to my first concert. Because I didn't have a dad to go with. And then I remember one summer when coming back from a summer retreat out camping, and he stepped aside with the pastor, lead minister, and broke the news that he had taken one of the younger boys into a cabin and been... not the leader he should have been, and it really destroyed the youth ministry there for a number of years, and we all just went our own separate ways for a long time. And for me, I had a hard time trusting in church and in God again. I didn't really have a strong connection yet. I was getting there, and it just blew my mind. I couldn't. It felt like I had been betrayed. So finally, in 2005, I was working for a company, and we had a retreat down in Kansas City for the weekend, and the guy hosting it had a Sunday morning, a little church-like experience where he talked about his experience with God and how it helped him through his life and his business. So something really worked inside me that day. And he asked at the end that anybody that wanted to come up and commit their life to Christ that day could at the very end. And it was a big thing for me. I had a lot of people that I worked with there that were friends, but it was just so foreign an idea to me. But something had really worked inside me and told me that was what I should do. And so I went up on stage, and it was just this, it was the most, it just filled me up inside with energy and with love, and it was the most foreign experience I could ever have, and an experience I could probably never explain, but it really drove my life forward in a totally different direction. But it started that seed in my life, and a few years later, I met my wife. We got married, my beautiful wife Dina, and we met and got. About a year later, we found out we were pregnant and had my wonderful daughter, Liliana. As time went on, she got a little bigger, and I heard about this new church plant called Mosaic that was come off of River Tree, and they had a lot of family groups and things for kids to do, so we went and checked it out. And we love it here. There's the Mosaic Kids. Liliana just loves that place, and I love this place too. It's my home, and so I'm here today because there's just a lot of big changes in my life right now and in our family's life. In a lot of ways, I feel like I'm being called to step up and lead and, uh, and take stronger ownership in a lot of things, and so that's why I'm here today.
I surrender my life to Jesus Christ.
I surrender my life to Jesus Christ.
I receive His free gift of grace.
I receive His free gift of grace.
I am a new creation.
Hi, my name is Becca, and I'm getting baptized today.
You actually only need to clap the one time, but it's cool.
So I was adopted from Ukraine into a very conservative Christian family, and I grew up with Christianity being the only religion that I knew. And for a while, it was real to me, but after a while, it did become very mundane, and it was kind of, I was going through the motions with the religion. I did everything. I went to church. I was a part of Sunday school. I did youth group. I was that person that really knew the Bible, and, you know, I tried to fulfill all those good Christian roles. But my junior year of high school, I really started to realize that I didn't know God. I didn't really know this religion that I was a part of, and I didn't know this Christ. And by the end of last summer, a really dear friend of mine, Katie, she passed away. And her life fully and truly reflected Christ. And she lived like she was on fire for the Lord. And that was so evident in everything she did. And I realized that the God and the Jesus and the Christianity that I knew and that I professed wasn't the same as hers. It did not line up. I did not live a life that really reflected joy and love and peace and Christ. And I was also walking through depression at the time, and I was on a very tight rope, and I was on the brink of suicide. And her death, on top of all of that heartache, really brought me to my knees and made me realize that I needed someone that could accept me for everything that I was, someone that could love me unconditionally, and someone that could also bring joy to this very dark place that I was living. And slowly and surely, I realized that the God and the Jesus that I thought I knew wasn't bringing that for me. And so I had to find the Jesus that Katie knew. And I found that Jesus. And that Jesus brought me into His arms and accepted me for everything that I was going through, all the bad things that I had done in my past. And He embraced me and He washed me clean of all of that. And I got into Young Life through some really good friends at school. And they only reaffirmed this Jesus. They were living out and being His hands and feet. And I had this deep desire to want to be His hands and feet. And I had never felt that before. I'd never wanted to walk the life of Jesus. And the good friends that I made through Young Life and the leaders that really mentored me told me about Mosaic and were like, hey, I think that Mosaic would be a great place for you. They say, come as you are. And I really needed that in my life, because the Jesus I met had told me, come as you are. And He had accepted me and loved me for that. And Mosaic, again, only reaffirmed that Christ and that God that says, come as you are, and accepts you and loves you and heals you. And they helped get me to a place where I decided that I wanted to profess this new faith, and that I'm not going through the motions anymore, and that I want others to find this Jesus and this God that says, come to me as you are, and that's why I'm going to get baptized today.
I surrender my life to Jesus Christ.
I surrender my life to Jesus Christ.
a new creation. I am a new creation.
Hi, my name is Jessica Leftenuk. Leftenuk, it sounds exactly how it's spelt. And I am getting baptized today. I was born and raised in a Christian home, and I was taught that Jesus is the one we follow and we love, and I wasn't really taught anything else other than that. And I grew up going to a Russian church where it got difficult to understand at times. I mean, especially going to an American school, I didn't really focus on Russian anymore. And so after a while, we decided to switch churches, and I began my journey with Christ there. Through middle school, high school, and elementary school, I kind of wanted to surround myself with, you know, the cool kids and popular kids, and I wanted to be noticed and admired, and I wanted to have attention directed towards me. And during high school, I decided that I'm going to change my focal point, because obviously, you know, following Jesus doesn't feel like it's working, doesn't feel like my getting noticed is going anywhere. And I, you know, got involved with the wrong crowd, and I began getting noticed for things that I was ashamed of and things that I did not want to be noticed for. You know, no one really paid attention to my interests or things that were actually about me that mattered. It was mid-senior year, and I had never been more broken. Something that one of my Young Life leaders said to me had really hit me. And she told me that the only thing that she regrets about her high school career is that she didn't stop and follow Jesus sooner. And watching my friends going down this path of destruction, I realized that I didn't want that to be me. So I did what not very many high school students in the partying phase and whatever you call it, I turned around and I focused on Jesus. And at that moment in my life, I finally felt like that was the place that I belonged. And I began surrounding myself with people who loved Jesus and who loved each other unconditionally. I began investing my life in leading Young Life, and I finally felt like I was being noticed for something that mattered. All my Young Life leader friends invited me to come to Mosaic, and I was a little nervous at first because going to the church that I went to, I mean, I was involved and that's where my family went, so I was pretty iffy about it. But when I walked into the church, it was like a family, and everyone just accepted you with open arms, you know, smiles on their faces. And even if there weren't smiles on their faces, even if you were going to church in darkness, and even if you felt like there was something wrong, you were still accepted and you were loved. And that's how church should be. And I finally feel like I found a home. And so I have to agree with what my Young Life leader told me. And my only regret is that I didn't stop and follow Jesus sooner.
And I'm getting baptized today. So I grew up in a Christian home. My parents were Christians. We went to church every Sunday. I grew up around God. I asked him in my heart when I think I was 4. So it's always been, he's always been there for me. I've always known him. When I graduated high school, I went to work at a camp, and it was the best summer of my life. I grew so much, grew so close to God, and I watched other people grow, and I helped these little kids grow closer to Him. It was absolutely wonderful. But some things had happened that were kind of not okay, so I went to talk to one of the leaders about it, and she ended up yelling at me and condemning me to hell, saying all the problems were my fault, and that I was a terrible Christian, and she fired me. And this was a camp that I had called home for 15 years. It destroyed me that summer. But I was going to college, so I decided just to let it go and start over and be okay. And when I got to college, I joined a Christian group, and I started serving on leadership that semester. And about a year and a half in, one of my friends, he went to the group. It was found out that he was gay, and they kicked him out. I didn't think it was okay, so I stood up against it. And the leaders sat down and talked to me and gave me an option. Either I leave the group or I condemn my friend to hell. And so I gave him the deuces. I was like, nope, I love this kid, sorry. And I left. And in the weeks that followed, it was not okay with me. It broke me down. I didn't feel okay about how they were treating people and that they hated. And it made me numb and it made me not care. I still went to church all the time. I still prayed, but I just didn't care. And it was rough. A couple years later, my friend sat me down. She was talking to me. She was really concerned about me. And she told me about this church she was going to. And I laughed because she is a lesbian and kind of agnostic. And so I was like, that's cool. You go to church. Awesome. And she invited me to church. And I was like, nope. No, I don't want to go to your church. That doesn't sound right. Nope. Lesbian agnostic church. It's all for you, not for me. But she just told me about this church and how they love people and how they love each other and they accept and they love this God that loves people. I didn't believe her, but she would not give up. She kept hounding me. And she drove me by Mosaic every Sunday for I don't know how long before I finally went. And I walked in and I felt love. I felt accepted. And I saw people loving on each other and I saw people just worshiping God in such a true form. It was beautiful. And I was hooked. I fell in love with Mosaic. Every time I walk in, I feel loved and I feel accepted. Even if people don't know me or don't know who I am, they just accept me. And it's nice. I had built up a lot of walls against God. I just shut Him out. And Mosaic broke those walls down. It helped me learn to love God again. I clapped again, like when they do the thing.
Ready this time?
I'm ready. This camera.
Okay. All right. That wasn't a clap.
It's all good.
That was a girly clap.
Okay. Do it again.
All right. My name is Chris, and I'm being baptized today. My story starts 9 years ago. I was married to a pastor's daughter at the time, and we had a kid on the way. Couldn't have been more thrilled, but my life wasn't where it needed to be. So her dad introduced me to Jesus' life the first time. I took it to heart and I did what I could do to better my life, to become a better man and a better father. The better father worked out, the better man didn't. We were married for 4 years and unfortunately one day I came home and my daughter and my wife are gone. If you could hate God anymore, I think I did it that day. There was absolutely nothing that could have went worse in my life than my almost 2-year-old little girl gone, my wife, the woman that I loved, gone. I know I wasn't the man that I could have been or the man that Jesus wanted me to be, but I thought I was. Fast forward 3 years of absolute, I didn't care. I knew God existed. I knew God existed my entire life, but I didn't care. God God didn't do what I thought he could do or what I was told he would do if I prayed about it. So I gave up and life went downhill. I finally met my current wife now, Ashley, and something clicked. And we worked together, and we both had our differences and we both had our agreements, but we worked together. And she got me back into the fight for my daughter to try and get my share of custody that a father should have. And it took 2.5 years of trying, and I gave up. How long can a dad fight when not seeing your kid and still keep thinking that there's a God and that this is going to work out? So a friend of mine introduced me to God a second time. He told me one day on Facebook Messenger, bring Facebook into this, he told me pray about it. And I got snappy with him. I was married to a pastor's daughter. I don't need to be told to pray about it. We all know, pray about it, pray about it. We've all heard it. We've all done it. It wasn't working for me. So he prayed about it for me because I wasn't going to do it. Been there, done that, not doing it again. So he did it for me. He also introduced me to lifechurch.tv. I told him I can't go to church. I don't have time. I work too much. So he introduced me to church online. I'm trying to find excuses to get out. He's trying to find excuses to get me in, and he found it. Church online. I can go to church whenever I want. Messages there changed my life, and it taught me that you can pray, but you got to move. And when God opens a door, he's not going to bring the door to you. You got to walk through that door. And so step by step, me and my wife together, we walked through doors after door, and I thought I was going to run out of doors. But there, you can't. God's got too many doors. We met Mosaic off of the YouVersion Bible app. And I was just thumbing through, seeing what churches are around, and I came across Mosaic. And it reminded me, the videos I saw, it reminded me of Life Church. And I wanted a Life Church that I could go to call home. I didn't have a home. I had a computer. And that wasn't good enough for me. God has done all of this for me. I could not call a computer home. I wanted a home. So I tried Mosaic. And Pastor Aaron's a young guy, and tattoos, and an attitude, and a family, and the whole church group. I don't even call it a church, it's a home. The home group. Everybody was just great. And when you walk in, it was awesome, and it exploded right away, and I knew that this was home. And I've known God all my life, and I've known his story all my life, but I wanted to take that next step, and here I am today. Going on my 5th anniversary of my 25th birthday, I'm finally going to do it and get baptized. And I couldn't have done it without Mosaic, without my wife, without my friend, and most of all, without God holding my hand. And I won't lie, I think I fell a few times and he drugged me, but he wouldn't let go of me. And because he drugged me through the sand and the mud and the muck, and he brought me out to the other side. And I'm hoping after today, I'm going to come out absolutely white and clean and start all over and do this his way instead of my way so that we can do it right. And that's my story.
Let's give it up one more time for everybody. Woo! This is one of my favorite Sunday mornings to be a part of. There's so much energy, there's so much life, there's so much excitement. If you couldn't guess from our stories up there, Mosaic has a reputation. A reputation that makes lesbian agnostics invite their friends to church. And guys who never thought they would feel comfortable in a church feel comfortable. And that whole come as you are kind of just reputation. And that is a reputation that we are proud of. We have worked hard to get that, and we are proud of that. But that's not where we end that reputation, where we want. That's not the point. That's not the mission, the focus. The focus is to become as you are so that we can introduce you to a life-changing relationship with Jesus. And that is what we celebrate this morning. People that came as they are, but were introduced to a life-changing relationship with Jesus. And so that is worth celebrating. We're going to stand and worship God one last time in celebration of what we saw this morning.